Track 13. Authentic Lecture 1. Bill Gates.
So, you're still wondering, I'm sure, what is philanthrocapitalism? So first of all, let's look at philanthropy. So we know that philanthropy is the act of giving to or doing something for poor people or those who need help, or giving to a good cause. A philanthrocapitalist is a business person, primarily, who believes that business should not just be about profit, but that business has a moral duty to give back to the society that gave it so much. Philanthrocapitalists believe that they are better poised through their extensive business skills and their background in business to deliver philanthropy in a way that maybe will be more efficient or specific than government programs alone. Gates regularly cites vaccines as one of the best forms of global investment in giving. So he sees this as offering up the best return, i.e. the best chance of saving lives, especially young lives, at the lowest cost. So as you see in that example, he applies business principles to his choices in philanthropy. One of the most interesting things related to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is the Giving Pledge. So this is something that Bill Gates and legendary financier Warren Buffett formed in 2010. And the Giving Pledge works like this. Basically, they focus on billionaires. They get them to agree to give away at least half of their wealth to philanthropic causes within their lifetimes or after their deaths. Now, this pledge is really just a verbal promise. They don't sign a contract. And they do, however, make a very public commitment to give away the majority of their fortunes. So, for example, on their website, they have a long list of the people who have agreed to this pledge. It includes names like Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook, and a brief explanation from each person who has agreed to this pledge. Gives an explanation of why they've chosen to do that. So far, they have managed to sign up just under 100 American billionaires, which is quite amazing when you think about the fact that it's only been going on since 2010. And now they're starting to focus on China and other countries where there's a lot of wealth being generated.